Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 24th of November, and I'm recording at 9:11 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, here in what is still a very mild London. All right, happy Thanksgiving to all the American subscribers and anyone else who's enjoying a holiday in here today. And it's a quiet market with Wall Street closed, although currencies are trading and futures markets are trading. So what's going on here today, starting with some of the currencies and the futures markets? Well, you won't be shocked to hear that dollar index has edged a bit higher. It's at 101.75 as I speak. That's up 50 cents. In here right now. And elsewhere, well, the euro not down any further. It's just about unchanged in here today, 105.55. And sterling, though, fractionally firmer, 124.49. Some of those Asia-Pacific currencies, though, are weaker in here today, and that's an ongoing story. Really, as you're aware, I'm sure. Also, the firmness of the dollar index weighed on those precious metals again today. Palladium down another $5, silver down to 1631. That's down almost eight cents. Platinum got hit the hardest in here, down to 914.7. That's down over nearly $16.50. Gold, small decline, but down to 1,184.5. That's just under $4 lower. Crude oil a little higher in here today. Just a few cents. Higher on talks that maybe they're going to get something together, but this latest report on the attempted forced marriage here to get an agreement out of OPEC plus Russia is really, really hard work. It must be a humiliating experience as well. Although U.S. frackers will be delighted if they succeed in pulling off a cutback agreement on production, and that would enable the U.S. fracker, it would, assuming it pushed the oil price back above $50, as I would expect if OPEC had an agreement, would delight, as I say, the U.S. frackers. They'd be able to increase their production, and if they didn't want to increase the production, they'd be able to hedge short in the distant futures contracts. For instance, the January 17 Brent crude price is currently at $49, but if you look ahead 12 months, we have December trading at 53.71. So as long as it remains in a contango, any rally is a gift to the people who want to hedge short, and a lot of the producers would do just exactly that. Now, jumping around, so just a few more of these commodities. Having mentioned that the precious metals were lower, the industrial metals were pretty much all higher today. Not as big gains as we saw yesterday, but, well, I say that, but copper, U.S. copper, which is open today, up another 5.1 cents, taking it up to 265.85. That's been a terrific rally in the last couple of months, and I don't think it's over as people evaluate the spending programs planned by Trump. And unfortunately, we're not getting any big spending programs so far out of the UK. Japan will love Trump, at least Shinzo Abe will, because that stronger dollar is making it easier to get the Japanese yen lower, and it's currently at 113.32. Japan had a good stock market performance here today against that background, and it will again tomorrow because the yen has weakened in here once again. Japan up just under 1% across the boards on their indices. Elsewhere, excuse me, Asia Pacific markets a bit mixed. China a little firmer for the most part. India, which had had a rally for the previous couple of days, but that's down 0.75 percentage point in here today. Indonesia got clipped down 2% today. So a number of those smaller markets in the Asia Pacific region are being pressured by the strong dollar. And you know how that problem really came about, because they'd been struggling a few years ago to keep their currencies from rising against the US dollar. So they were selling their currencies and buying dollars, which gave them the additional advantage of being able to borrow more cheaply in the U.S. currency. Well, that was fine until the dollar took off, and now it's an increasing concern for them. Okay, anything else in here? Bonds, U.S. Treasuries are closed, but I forgot to mention them yesterday. But the U.S. 10-year yield, which rose on Wednesday briefly just above the 2.40 level, before closing at 2.35. In other stock market action, European markets were mostly higher. The one exception was the Italian market, down just fractionally. The gains in Europe were very modest overall, and that's pretty much it in here today. So again, all the very best to all of you.